This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that militants in the Gaza Strip will pay a very heavy price after a day of Gaza rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave. Hostilities between Israel and Hamas escalated Tuesday, raising the death toll in 2 days to at least 30 Palestinians and 3 Israelis, with Israel carrying out multiple airstrikes in Gaza and the Islamist militant group firing rockets at Tel Aviv. A 13-story residential Gaza block collapsed after one of the several dozen airstrikes. And late into the night, the people reported their homes shaking and the sky lighting up with near-constant Israeli strikes. More than 1,000 gas stations in the southeast United States reported running out of fuel, primarily because of what analysts say is unwarranted panic buying among drivers as the shutdown of a major pipeline by a gang of hackers entered its fifth day Tuesday. Government officials acted swiftly to waive safety and environmental rules to speed the delivery of fuel by truck, ship, or rail to motorists in airports, even as they sought to assure the public that there was no cause for alarm. The Colonial Pipeline, the biggest fuel pipeline in the United States, delivering about 45% of what is consumed on the U.S. East Coast, was hit on Friday with a cyber attack by hackers who lock up computer systems and then demand a ransom to release them. The attack raised concerns once again about the vulnerability of the nation's critical infrastructure. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.